This author, Andrea Fieser, has come out with this great new book called Red, White, and Black Make Blue. It's kind of a cultural history of indigo, the plant and the color and the commodity. The spirit of this book reminds me of Mark Kurlansky's great cultural histories, Cod and Salt.
It's sort of the history of the world told in one item or
a color.
Yeah, I like this.
Yeah, so Andrea Fieser takes on indigo, which was one of the early American cash crops, and it grew through indigo plantations, were right next to cotton plantations and tobacco plantations throughout the South, and it was an important part of the Southern landscape. So Fieser, who's done some really fantastic primary research, finding these centuries-old journals that haven't really been explored and everything, looks at how that trade grew and how Americans, the colonials, and right up through the, you know, the 19th century, the Civil War and everything, how they grew indigo and the plant that creates that wonderful color. So Andrea Fieser, her book is Red, White, and Black Make Blue, and she's going to be at the Georgia Center for the Book Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Darren, our next author visiting Atlanta this week, has written a book inspired by Chinese folk tales.
Yeah, this is a really wonderful book and a very special event. Grace Lin is coming to Agnes Scott College on Friday night at 7 o'clock. This is actually the culmination of the three-month project known around town as On the Same Page, put together by the great folks over at Little Shop of Stories. And the Decatur Book Festival is very proud to be a sponsor of it. It is a community-wide reads program. The book was announced at the book festival, and people all across the region have been reading this book over the past 3 months, doing various programs and various talks and everything leading up to Grace Lin coming to town. The name of the book is Where the Mountain Meets the Moon, and it's a really wonderful kind of collection. It won the Newbery a few years back. The story focuses around a young girl named Min Li who listens to her father's many folk tales. They're a very poor family, but Min Li sets out to meet the famous old man on the moon, who is an inspiration for a lot of these stories, and ask him for help in bringing more fortune to the family. I think of this book as 1001 Nights in China. And
So each tale is interconnected with the other?
Yeah, you know, they all link together and they come to life in different ways as Min Li sets out on her quest, on her odyssey. So a wonderful story and a great evocative look at Chinese culture. So Grace Lin is going to be at Agnes Scott College's Presser Hall on Friday at 7 o'clock. And the name of this book is Where the Mountain Meets the Moon. I would check in over at Little Shop of Stories for any details about the program.
Darren, I was very intrigued upon reading that this next author's book is actually the first one to provide a roadmap for the journey of writing honestly about grief and loss.
Yeah, Jessica Handler, who is one of the lights of Atlanta's literary scene, is out with a new book, Braving the Fire. And many people probably know Jessica from her book, Invisible Sisters, which in some ways is the book that leads to this current one. Invisible Sisters is Jessica's memoir of growing up. She had two sisters that were diagnosed with fatal bone marrow diseases, two different diseases. And she essentially lived in this house that was challenged and disintegrating in some ways because of the grief that's involved in that. So she writes about the loss of her sisters and the pain that it brought her family really beautifully in Invisible Sisters. And from that experience, she found that a lot of people work their way through grief with writing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to be reading a little bit from the book as she launches it this coming weekend. And she's also going to be doing some grief-type exercises at the event. I talked to her the other day about what she's planning to do. And it's going to be really kind of a unique and different type of book event. So Jessica's going to be launching her new book, Braving the Fire, at the First Existentialist Church over in Candler Park on Saturday night at 7 o'clock.